Sometimes you just don't want to hear bad news. I get it. But what if the story has a silver lining? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we're telling the God stories of some tough situations in Africa. And by the time we're done, it'll be a celebration. So the last time you put a meal before your family, did they do this?
They just break out into spontaneous dance and song because there's food.
Probably not. And it's likely because you don't live in the Sahel region of Africa. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says right now, 8 countries near the Sahara Desert are near famine levels. That's millions of people. Why? There's droughts, more people, and a lot more war. So what difference can one person make?
In many places, these folks have really never heard a good news story. They're definitely not living in good news. They're living in bad news because of all that's going on. And so we go in and we're able to share the food and to share love and compassion and a tangible ministry like a food packet for them.
People like you gave $50 and that feeds a family for a month. The food is brought by the Jesus people, local Christians. And all of a sudden, people connect grace, love, and hope with Jesus, which is why you get...
These camps would sing all night long, just rejoicing because somebody cared enough to give them food for the day, for the week, for the month.
And from famine in Africa to war in Europe, God is at work in the midst of it all. Missionaries native to Ukraine are risking their lives to help neighbors as a ceasefire crumbles around them. With help from listeners like you, Christian Aid Mission is providing funds that these believers need to supply families in the war zone with food and clothing. As pastors share the good news of Christ, scores are turning their lives over to Him. Find more details in the full report at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. While missionaries in Ukraine help those facing violence, Open Doors USA is pushing President Obama to do the same. See, Obama created a position over a year ago for a special envoy or an advocate to promote religious freedom for believers in the Near East and South Central Asia. But he still hasn't appointed one, and the persecution of believers is only escalating. Can you be a voice for the voiceless? You can sign Open Doors position asking for that advocate through links at our website. Believers in Asia aren't the only ones that are being marginalized. Albino children in Uganda are often rejected by society, and their condition is seen as a curse. But not everyone has shunned them. Every Child Ministries is extending God's love by helping others understand what albinism actually is. ECM's Mark Lucky.
One of the things that we do in ECM is we do education of teachers and children in what albinism is, and it's not a curse. They're kids like everybody else, and they need to be loved and so on.
Their goal isn't just to improve earthly lives. By showing Christ's love, they're hoping to make a difference for eternity.
All of the things we do to help kids meet their physical needs, to help albino children, to help kids get an education, that's just preparing the heart to hear God's word and hopefully accept God's word and have a relationship.
For just a little over a dollar a day, you can make a huge difference in someone's life. And here's something to think about. Packing aid containers might not sound as exciting as helping kids, but it is just as important. Phil Liller of Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, says,
a lot of times if you're going to try and tell someone about the love of God and they're hungry or they need shoes, you just need to help them out physically. They actually see the love that you're displaying, and they're more open to hearing about how God really does love them than through Jesus Christ.
With the help of churches and volunteers, GAIN packs up big containers of humanitarian aid and sends them around the world. Earlier this month in the U.S.,
we sent 3 separate teams down to 3 different locations and packed up 300,000 meals.
See where the containers ended up at our website.
Pray for the Christian work that is done by all the ministry organizations that are part of this thing.
Mission Network News is a daily service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's not too early to plan for 2016, so get your free 2015-16 inspirational calendar from Family Christian Stores. The calendar is a visual reminder each month of who God is and why we should trust Him and follow His ways. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 to get your copy, or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.